Hi, my name is Rachel, and you're listening to A Love Note. If you romanticize best friends to lovers, this story is for you. This is Humble Pie. Leela stared in shock at the question. Go out with me? Written in pie crust on top of a strawberry rhubarb pie. Her favorite pie in the hands of her favorite friend, Salvador. What the hell was he thinking? Leela broke up with her ex not 2 weeks ago. Felix was an athlete, a charmer, a don't worry, baby, I know what I'm doing, machista. Sal couldn't be more different. He attended the protest for women's rights with her at the Capitol last fall. He was always there with a hanky when she needed a good cry, and he never grabbed her ass or stared at her boobs for too long. She would have thought he was gay, if not for the string of broken hearts he left behind everywhere he went. Sal was a musician, an old soul who could crone you a melody that brought you back to the good old days. He was something of a local legend with his guitar and handsome face. Women and men lined up to meet him after every show. If they were lucky, which they usually were, he'd pick a groupie to go home with at the end of the night. As far as she knew, they were all women. All brunettes with big brown eyes, caramel skin, and curves for days. She didn't think he was interested in settling down. So why was he down on one knee staring up at her with puppy dog eyes while holding her favorite pie? Leela, mi amor, please give me a chance. Let me prove to you that I'm the love of your life. She blinked at him, speechless, maybe for the first time in her life. She'd never seen Sal as anything more than a friend. Sure, he was cute, but they met when he had braces and acne. The cuteness hadn't hit her all at once. It gradually emerged over time like flowers blooming in the spring. Now it hit her in the face. He was a whole new person. The confident, suave persona he exuded on stage was kneeling before her, and it looked good. He looked good. Better than good. Suddenly, Leela could see an entire life with Sal that she'd never been able to picture with anyone before. Lazy Sunday afternoons watching Netflix on the couch, cooking dinner together on the weekends, cheering for him backstage at Madison Square Garden, going to bed together every night, meeting him down the aisle. Okay, she said, holding her breath. Let's try. Sal beamed up at her, and she knew she'd made the right choice. Thank you for listening to this love note. You can find the written version of this note through the link in the show notes at rrondon.com. That's the letter R, another R, then ONDON.com. Again, that's RRONDON.com. And while you're there, you might as well sign up for the lovely newsletter and have love notes sent directly to your inbox once a month. Or don't. You can do whatever you want. I'll be here next week with a fresh love note just for you. Bye.